again.
The door wouldn't budge.
Elena?
Violet called.
Elena!
I'm in here!
Called a muffled voice from the other side of the door.
Someone locked the door behind me and I couldn't get out. I'd been calling and calling.
Violet heard people cheering from the soccer field. She glanced over her shoulder. The Rockets had scored.
Oh no,
she thought.
I have to get Elena out to help the team. Don't worry,
Violet said loudly.
I'll get you out.
She looked up and saw that a bolt high up on the door had been locked. She tried to reach it, but couldn't. Quickly, Violet looked around. She saw an empty metal trash can nearby. She hurried over to it, picked it up, and carried it back to the locker room door. Turning the trash can over, she stepped up onto the bottom of it. Now she could reach the bolt. She pushed the bolt back, jumped off the trash can, and called,
"It's unlocked!"
Elena burst out of the locker room so fast that she knocked the trash can over. "Thanks," she gasped to Violet, and ran toward the soccer field. After setting the trash can upright again, Violet followed Elena. As she reached the sidelines, she heard Elena explaining to Jillian what had happened. Jillian's eyebrows drew together, but she didn't say anything. She just sent Elena into the game to play in someone else's place. The Panthers played hard. So did the Rockets. In the end, the Rockets won 2-1. When the game was over, Jillian told the Panthers to go shake hands with the Rockets. The two teams shook hands and then went off the field.
I should have caught that last ball, Henry said. Then we would have at least tied.
You couldn't help it,
said Benny.
You slipped, just like I did.
Jillian held up her hands.
Everybody played very well today. I'm proud of you. But we have a problem. Somebody locked Elena in the locker room at halftime. Does anybody know anything about this?
All the Panther players were silent. Then some